Picture 6, Book 4. Many, many generations after the days of Ruth, God chose another woman to serve him. She was of the descent of Ruth, and her name was Mary. She was preparing to marry Joseph, who was also a descendant of Ruth. The angel of the Lord came to Mary and said,
"Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Mary wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Then the angel said,
"You will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
Mary said, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" Then the angel said,
"Nothing is impossible with God."
And Mary, who respected God so much, said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be so." My friends, many people who are not believers do not believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. Remember, nothing is impossible with God. We do not know why God chooses to do things the way he does, but we can know that what he does is always good and perfect. Jesus was born this way because it was prophesied many generations before that Jesus, the Son of God, would come to this world, born of a Virgin Mary, born in a humble way, yet his kingdom would be eternal.